Well, nearly a week from that Alaska summit between the US and Russia, we're no closer to knowing whether Russia's President Putin will actually meet his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, or what a peace plan and the level of US commitment to it might actually look like. So what do Ukrainian soldiers serving on the front line think of the discussions around a possible peace deal and a supposed security guarantee? Father Vitaly Novak is a DePaul priest and a Ukrainian army chaplain on the front line in the northeastern region of Sumy. He's been telling our reporter Cian McCormack how the fighting is now more brutal than ever.
The war has changed more and more. It is the war of drones. It's very difficult to stay in trenches everywhere. It is like mosquitoes, these drones, you know, kamikaze drones. So this is the war of the drones now.
They say for soldiers, it's impossible even to go outside because there are so many drones.
Exactly.
You have a two-minute window and then you could be hit.
Yeah.
If you are a chaplain with the army, you administer last rites for dying soldiers.
Yeah, exactly. Because of drones, there is no way sometimes to stay during on the battle line. You know, they are there very far away from you. And if we get these guys back injured or dead, so only then I can work, because there is no way that I can be very, very on the zero point. There is only soldiers, as I am not combatant, so I am waiting, blessing them before they go, and I welcoming them when they are returning back from the fights.
As you speak to me now, you're in the Sumy region. For people living in these areas, what's it like?
So people try to keep and live until the last they can, you know. Or sometimes it is under the last minute of their life, because people now less and less want to move and leave their houses. What I see here in these villages in the front line, if they see that their street is bombarded and there is not no way to continue, then they have to take what they have, their possesses, and run away. Even now we have very big bombardment by ballistic rockets and rockets inside Ukraine, in Kiev or Odessa. First days, many people, millions were running. Now, you know, nobody runs. They are praying that they survive and they continue. You know, after the bombardment, next morning people are going to work, people going to do their jobs and to continue to live.
But the White House is saying to Ukraine, it's reported,
yeah,
that it needs to have territorial compromise with Vladimir Putin. The focus of that could be the Donbass. How do Ukrainians like yourself look at that?
You know, compromise, like this, you know, the Russia was the guarantor of our independence and of our territory, one of this who gave us the guarantees when was signed Budapest Memorandum. Now another guarantees to say, like, give us part of your land and we will give you the guarantees. So we don't believe it.
How would Ukrainians feel about a territory swap, giving up the Donbass just to have peace?
I don't have the answer. All Ukrainians, what I know from here, we are soldiers. It is our land. It is our country. To exchange or to give up it is, you know, there is to give up all justice and everything. I don't think in these categories.
If it does move towards some kind of peace, clearly Ukraine will need strong security guarantees. What does Ukraine need to hear from the international community?
International community, I think it has to be what security agreement, you know, it was as well. The international community said during the Budapest Memorandum signed, like, you have guarantees. And it doesn't work. Like, if we only return to this guarantees that was set and signed, it will be peace immediately.
Remind us what the security guarantees were there. Nuclear arms were given up.
Yes, we give up nuclear and those United States, Great Britain, Russia guarantees our territory, guarantees our independence and freedom, and they are guarantors, and they signed this. So, now another. Now we are talking about another guarantees. You know,
what security guarantees are needed for Ukraine this time, if they haven't worked before?
No, this is the question. You know, because if the international community again proposes us to sign the peace, to sign the paper of guarantees, but without any guarantees. You know, we believed that time, and we hope that it will be enough. Okay, give up. We gave up nuclear weapons, and people guaranteed, like, don't worry, everything will be okay. But what we see now, after 20, 30 years, what's happened? Where are these guarantees?
And that was Father Vitaly Novak, a DePaul priest and Ukrainian army chaplain on the Sumy region's front line, talking to Cian McCormack.